This is Sports Kings After Dark on SB Nation 1560. Presented by End Zone Sports Bar and State Farm Insurance Houston.
The damn Spartans. Oh!
There goes the runner. There goes Correa again!
Batted down and intercepted. Intercepted by J.J. Watt. Touchdown, Houston.
Live from the SB Nation 1560 studios, here's Mario, David, Chris, and Mean Gene.
I said the king's in the building. Tell me how you feeling.
What is going on, SB Nation Radio 1560 AM? The Sports Kings are back for hour two here on Sports Kings After Dark. My name is Chris Demez, joined by Mario Cordova and David Ramon. We talked sports. We talked sports in the first hour. We talked college football, baseball, and so much more. Sports Kings, what are we talking about in hour number two?
Yeah, we're going to bring it with the big three, of course.
Big three.
Yeah, looking at these matchups, and Mario was running down some stats for me from the big three. And you know what's the cool thing about this league, too, as well, is that they treat it just like a, the NBA treats everything else. I mean, you still have all the stats. You still have, you know, everything that's going on, the same thing.
Right. And you have the little weekly awards and stuff like that. That's really cool.
I think that's really interesting because when you think about the game, like, you kind of try to gauge, okay, so they only go to 25 point, you know, halftime, then 50 is ended. And, I mean, you still got guys putting up buckets, like putting up like half.
I know.
50.
I was looking at this, man, and I'm looking at the stats for week two. And Al Harrington over here for the Trilogy is scoring 22.5. You know, Rashard Lewis over there, Sweet Lou, is over here for the Three-Headed Monsters making 22.5.
And you know what? And there's definitely, I'll say, watching these guys play, there's still a little fight in these guys that they still could be playing in the league right now.
It is true, but I say one thing. It's kind of weird because, like, it's kind of fast, but it's kind of slow at the same time. Like, I can't explain it.
I like that a lot about it because, yeah, it's not like full court, so you don't have to get all the way to the other side of the floor. Say you get the rebound, kick it out real quick, just throw in the three-point line, kick it right back.
I tell you right now, if they were running full court, they would look like Matt and Jeff. They would look like Matt and Jeff out there trying to play full court.
Man, so looking at these matchups for this week, we have Power going against Three-Headed Monster. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Ketino Mobley has really been surprising.
Hey, Ketino Mobley, you know, is up there in the top five for scoring at 18 in the dime. So
we're not going to get into – I don't want to get into, I guess, scores. It's because I'm not trying to knock no one to hustle.
No spoilers.
I ain't no snitch, you know what I'm saying? I'm not about to tell y'all because it's kind of weird how they do this.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like it at all.
Like, I don't like the tape delay.
Yeah, because, I mean, we have internet now. There's nothing such thing mm-hmm. as – tape delay anymore.
They should have never said that. They just should have said that the shows would be on Monday. That's it. Never give hints about it being on Sunday and stuff like that.
But I mean, whenever people are going to the stadium,
yeah,
though,
sure.
Because I'm going to tweet out when we hit the stadium, though.
Oh yeah,
and when we go see that game in Dallas.
Oh yeah, I'll go ahead when we see that in Dallas. I'm gonna be like, oh my gosh, big three, we're still live, I'm right here.
I want to be lit, man. Hopefully, I see Michael Rapaport. I mean, maybe. Hopefully. I think so.
It's money in the bucket.
But, yeah, I can't believe – and that's another – because we were talking about Rosenberg, Peter
right?
Rosenberg.
Yeah.
And I say Michael Rapaport is definitely one of these guys just like him. Like, I'm not sure how he just blew up on the scene. I know his podcast is really popular.
Mm-hmm.
But just the way that he's able to maneuver from his acting career into, like, he's – a big, like, I'm guessing he was always a sports
guy. Yeah, he's, you know, he's a diehard Knicks fan.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He talks basketball. He talks boxing, you know, and it's like you said, it's just amazing to see him do
this. Is that in the New Yorker DNA?
The Knicks definitely is in New York DNA.
I'll say boxing is too, though.
Yeah, you know, because we've had so many good fighters, you know, the home of Tyson, you know, so many good fighters that came out of New York. And, you know, especially the young ones now coming up, Janonte Davis, you know, coming out of New York City. It's just, we're looking good right now. And, of course, like you said, we have the Mecca.
Yeah.
So some of the most memorable fights have taken place in Madison Square Garden.
Yeah. And you know what? And we keep on looking at these, you know, couple games because, you know, the cool thing, another thing about the Big Three is that it's only four games. So it's not something going to take the whole day, but it's going to keep your attention for the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
But one of the cool things that happened in the Big Three, so, of course, you know, you have Ice Cube. And it's really cool to see Ice Cube at all these games.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because also I'm also thinking, Like, what else would he be doing? I mean, you're not working right now, are you? Like, I know.
Is he like the equivalent to the NBA commissioner for the Big Three?
I mean, he's the one that put it together. He's so, the commish. Like,
he's making last Friday.
Yeah.
He's the commish for the Big Three, right?
Yeah, but, you know, so today, I believe it was on Twitter today, Michael Rapaport put out, Ice Cube was performing, today was a good day. Hey, shoot around.
Man.
Ain't that like a plus of having him there?
I couldn't imagine. That's so cool.
Like, give him a microphone and just like, come on, Cube. Like, do what you do.
Right. Imagine, like, hey, man, the halftime show ain't going to make it. Don't worry.
Yeah.
I got this.
I got you. You know what I mean? Yo, last week I saw him sitting down with LL Cool J.
Uh-huh.
And just to see those two guys together. Because, of course, when I think LL Cool J, I think of the love songs and stuff. Yeah.
Mama say knock you out.
Yeah, but
ladies love Cool James, man.
Like, we forget of how much of an MC he was back then. And same thing with Cube.
People forget. Back in the day, LL Cool J had some rhymes, bro. Yeah. He was a wordsmith. People forget about that, man.
And also, like, I think LL is definitely ready to go after rappers right now.
Man.
Like, he's came out and said that he's down to just go after whoever. Just
I want to look like him when I get his age.
Oh, yeah, right?
Because if anyone from the Fountain of Youth, you know what I mean?
Always licking his lips.
Yeah, always. And I think that's another key thing, too. You got to lick the lips.
Yeah, that's
the
like
lips
his thing.
Can never not be thing. Glistening.
Right? Ever. Every time he does it, I'm just like, why are your lips?
I mean, he looked like he's looking at a burger or something.
For real, every time. And it's like, you just think about food all day? Like,
I mean, that's usually the only time where I lick my lips is when I see it and it's in my zone. I can see it.
Yes, when you're at a restaurant and bringing the tray to you, you're just looking at it like, oh, yeah.
I hate doing that whenever you know I'm waiting for my food and I'm looking at where like they put the food and it's ready. And I'm looking at it like,
that's my order. That's my order.
Man, they don't look like a torta to me. She walking this way.
I think everybody does that.
My waitress got it.
I don't care who you are. Everybody does that. I'm telling you.
If I was, because I've never been a waiter, because I know if I was a waiter, I would eat too much. Like, yeah. I would be eating all the time. Like, I can't work with food.
I'd be too honest. I'd be too honest of a waiter. I'd be like, listen, you don't want to try this right here.
Oh, yeah.
You
don't want to try this
right here. Right?
Me.
But this right here. This is
yeah,
what you want.
You get that.
You get that. You're going to love it.
But still, if I was a waiter and knowing the scene, like seeing people, because you know what? If I do it, I know for a fact other people do it. And I know for a fact waiters know that people are doing
it.
Oh,
yeah. They know it.
They're trying to gauge when their food's coming out. You know what? I've seen so many times, and this happened to me too, when waiters get stuff and they're making that line to you and they got the tray on their shoulder and they come in.
And they turn left.
And they just, they bust that left at the table right before you. And it's like, oh, that's
hey, where you going?
Yeah. All the time. And it only happens when you're the hungriest.
You're despicable.
And they give them all their food, and they come to your table like, oh, okay, you should be coming out shortly. Nah, man, it should be here now.
That should have been it right there. Whatever they want, give me that right there.
I always do that, too. Whenever I see someone, like, get their food and they're closer to me, I look at what they get. Oh, wow.
Man.
Wow. I saw that one.
Wow.
We saw this lightning that went across the window.
Man,
that was like art. That was a grand picture right there.
Año mío. Año mío.
And also today, another good thing about the Big Three is that there was a Russ sighting in Oklahoma. The MVP was in MVP was in
the reigning MVP.
Can we say that? Like, I like the way that coming into the season.
The reigning defending. Right? The reigning defending MVP. Undisputed.
MVP.
MVP of the league. Russell.
Russell Westbrook needs Paul Heyman now for to come out.
Russell.
Imagine that.
Every time he comes out, Paul Heyman should do his introduction. That would be hysterical.
Like, before he even comes around for shoot around, like, all the lights get dim. And there's just a lone light on Paul Heyman when he walks out. He has the MVP trophy with him, and he's walking by the hallway. He walks around. He's pacing.
Man, that would be funny. I'm not going to lie.
Did you guys hear about that? Did you guys hear about that Big Baller brand show, the LeVars, is having a reality TV show?
I heard about that.
Facebook, right? I want to say it's going to be on Facebook Live.
I thought it was going to be like on E! Or something. And the dad was like, don't compare us to the Kardashians.
Well, you're kind of the Kardashians.
Sit yourself down, sir.
But you know what? I get what he's saying, though, because, yeah, I don't want to be mixed in with them either. It's a bad group.
Right? Especially at this point in time. You won't be no weaklings over here.
And also, like, you know, they put people's faces on T-shirts and sell it. So, like, you know, you kind of got to stay out that crowd.
That's crazy. Man, I'm looking over here at these things for the Big Three, and I'm looking at these rebounds per game, bro. These guys are snatching 11 boards. 9 boards.
I like to see that, you know? They're getting full stat lines.
Yeah, man. Like, this is insane. Get it, Andrew Owens.
Who's leading in scoring right now in the Big Three?
The Big Three, the leading scorer at this point in time is Al Harrington, dude, at 22.5.
And you know what? Man, whenever you see him play, because you know when he brought the same intensity whenever he's played the Hawks and everybody else, whenever he's in the NBA. And to see him and Steven Jackson go at it like the way they do, man, like those are still guys that they can hoop a little bit, man. But like when they go at it, you can tell, like, I'm ready for a fight.
Man, is it just me or just Al Harrington look like a Ninja Turtle?
It's the bald head.
From the 90s movies.
It's the bald head.
Man, because he played in the Knicks,
Pizza Dude's got 30 seconds.
Wise man's one say, forgiveness is divine, but never pay full price for a late pizza.
Adrian Peterson, on Instagram, put a Donatello.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
On who?
And on himself.
Oh, my gosh.
And he even called himself a Ninja Turtle.
Man, dude.
But it's a bald head, though.
Yo,
it's
no.
It's a bald head.
Bro, they had a picture of him. I remember this, dude. I was riding a 6th train. And they had a billboard, you know, they had a picture of him in the train. You know what I mean? He was just like, looking mad mean. You know what I mean? Yeah. I looked at him, and the first thing that popped in my head was like, Raphael. You know what I mean? I was like, man, it looks like Raphael, bro.
Man, those 90 movies were gold.
Man, those were gold, bro. All three of them. I don't care what anyone says. The third one's my favorite.
When they went to Japan,
that was the best one, dude, period.
Whenever I was young, I really liked that a lot just because it was kind of cool that they went back in time.
I like that they went to samurais. To the time with John Casey in the bar. That was hilarious.
Our lamp kind of resembles it just a little bit, right? The Sports King's lamp, it might be the lamp that sent
that takes us
back
to time, man. It kind of looks like that. I agree, but definitely. But yeah, Al Harrington's leading with 22.5. And like I said before, Sweet Lou is right behind him, the three-headed monsters at 22.
Oh, man, Rashard Lewis. If he could play today, he'd be making $200 million.
Man, right? No, man, Rashard Lewis would have been banking right now if he was in the league at this point in time.
Would have had a big contract until Harden signed that contract, you know, yesterday.
Man, talk about that contract, man. 220 million?
228.
228 million, Sports Nation. You hear that? That's just crazy. But it's all right, because you know who you're listening to. Sport Kings After Dark. SB Nation, 1560 AM, baby. Check us out.
Sports Kings After Dark on SB Nation 1560.
And on SBNation1560.com.
Presented by End Zone Sports Bar. Live from the SB Nation 1560 studios, here's Mario, David, Chris, and Mean Gene.
What's the deal, Houston? I hope you are staying dry right now. Sports Kings, real quick, had to take y'all to Harlem real quick, ASAP.
Hey!
Hey, we just had to, you know, take you there real quick because I know
to hop on the beat and just spit a flow.
Hey, because you know what? I'm glad Gene is in here. Well, you know what? I'm not glad that he is in here, because if he was here, he probably would have felt that one.
Yeah.
You know how like Gene likes to bust the flows.
Oh, yeah. Gene would have been like, oh, check this out, guys.
You see, I swear, it's almost like, you know, he looks like, you know, whenever someone used to drop on the ring and Scotty Too Hot used to see that, and he would get, whenever he's about to hit the worm, oh, and he's moving around.
Oh, yeah.
That same thing Gene does whenever he hear beat and he about to hit it.
Oh, man.
He turns out to Scotty Too Hottie real quick.
Love it.
Hey, real quick, you're talking about James Harden, how he signed a big contract. And
big old contract.
Funny, it's funny because now we're looking at his money, but the one thing that we never really put into account is everything he makes pretty much off the court.
Mm-hmm.
And I honestly forgot, but I mean, you remember he signed a $200 million contract with Adidas.
My Adidas.
And whenever you add that to the around the $228 million that he's scheduled
Adidas.
To make, he's scheduled to make, I mean, he's already almost at half a bill already.
Half
man.
A bill, dude.
Like, that's dangerous right there. And you know what? You know what's funny is that Gene was saying this yesterday, that there is an unborn baby right now that's not born yet. But by the time he's 25, he's going to sign this contract that's going to be worth $1 billion.
Maybe more by that time.
You think so?
I mean, think about it. We're in 27.
Inflation.
I mean, inflation. Right? Inflation, dude. Like, come on, man. Half a bill? Half a bill, and he's what, 27?
Yeah, he around there.
27, 28?
He's not too much older than us. And that's the thing, too, is this like,
crazy,
it's like, what am I doing?
Right? Man, I think about myself all the time. I'm like, man, what did you do wrong?
We got these guys making $500 million, and I'm just here.
I'm just here chilling at the radio.
I'm just here chilling.
Out here chilling with SB Nation. Like, man, y'all, $210 million?
Like, we got to think of a way to, like, get on the payroll. We were talking about that yesterday, trying to get on the James Harden payroll, because you know what? He can definitely...
Rocket payroll, because they're shelling out the money. I mean, I'll be a ball boy, bro. I know I'm probably like 50,000 years old, but I'd be out there, bro.
Would you hustle to the ball like you should, though? Like, would you? Oh, how about this? Because you know what? I used to just, even as a manager, when I was at Texas Southern and we didn't have any, like, you know, kids to clean up the court, like, sometimes that duty fell upon us. Mm-hmm. And I had to go get my butt on that court real quick with that little mop, little thingy, jigger.
I'll be the little mop guy. I'll be like back in the Apollo when they sweep somebody off the stage. I'll do that too.
The buoy comes
with out. With the music. Get out of here.
That's the thing, Chris. Like, you have to be on point. Like, you have to be watching the game the whole time.
Yeah.
Like, right when a body hits the floor, like, that guy has to be ready, like, ready to jump in there.
I'll be there. I'll be ready with my boots.
Nah, you know what?
They call me Sonic.
I'm telling you, man. You know what job I always thought was really cool? Not job, but like a sport that was always really weird. You ever watch curling?
And
the ice curling in the Olympics, and you got that one dude that's just like, with the ice. I want that job. I want that job.
When I look at that, I'm just like, man, how they make sweeping like a sport? Like, because like for real, like whenever I first saw it, I thought it was a joke.
I didn't know what they were doing, and then I realized, okay, that's to make the to make it glide smoother across the ice. And I'm like, how much are they paying that dude?
So what happens like whenever you stop sweeping? I guess it kind of like slows down a little bit.
It gets more friction.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I guess it's to slow it down, but. How much is that dude getting paid?
I don't know, man.
But I can see Mario just...
I'd be in it, bro. You don't understand. I'd be the best ice sweeper ever.
So do they, like, recruit janitors or something?
I don't know. You have to probably be a master in the custodial arts. I don't have to.
You probably have a BA in, like, cleaning up.
No, you have your concentration was in...
Waste management.
Right? You have your master's in the custodial arts, but your concentration was in garbology. You know what I mean? So that's usually how they're probably going to take you.
So I guess that's like the highest peak for a janitor then. So like, whoever, you know, someone takes that role, that I guess that's the high point, like, for you to shoot for.
Right. Like,
I don't think it's an actual job. I mean,
what's the job? You still got to get paid doing it, because I ain't doing it for free.
Yeah.
It's like an Olympian. Like, you train to be in the Olympics. And
so you train to be an official ice sweeper?
I don't think. I thought
it doesn't happen overnight, Mario.
That is true.
You have to work.
You got to pay your dues out there.
Yeah, you can't just wake up sweeping on ice.
Man, I wake up sweeping on ice right now, dog. I mean, I don't need no training. What you got to do? That's all you got to do. Come on, really? What else do you got to do?
I guess we should you know, try this.
We should try
this? Is there? I know there's ice rinks in Houston.
We got to find a curling team.
The Galleria.
Yeah, we got to find if they have any curling
If they have any
hours.
Curling team, and we're going to see and talk to this. I don't know. We got to talk to the guy. Like, hey, guy.
Come on.
What do I got to do to be you?
I think we could. Like, we should do, like, a little live video.
I'm down.
Like that.
Sport Kings X trainings. I'm down.
how to curl.
How to curl, man. I'm telling you. But that's just, man.
Hey. Sports Kings YouTube video will show you how to do the sports jobs.
Oh, man. That'd be cool.
Would be cool.
We'll be like Mike Rowe, but better.
Yeah,
and not
right?
Doing dirty jobs.
No tonight's dirty segment, jobs. Top 10 sports jobs.
Top 10 sports jobs. Man, that sounds like cool. I'll watch it.
Yeah. Okay, so that's done.
We're done.
Copyright that, so no one steal our idea.
Right, copyright it.
We can't come up with ideas.
Patent pending.
Right, patent pending. Telling you.
Hey, real quick, I want to talk about your Knicks, Mario.
Yeah.
Let's see. David Griffin was, not supposed to sign with the Knicks, but, you know, there was a lot of talks with him going to the Knicks, but it didn't really pan out.
A lot of rumors.
Of course, the NBA rumor windmill doesn't stop, even though it's a slower day.
We're still going after we're supposed to be going after the guy from Toronto. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I forgot his name. I know his face, but I can't remember his name. And, you know, I'm really hoping.
Terrence Howard?
No, not Terrence.
Yeah, Terrence Howard.
Yeah, you know, Terrence Howard. He's going to come, you know. I mean, after Phil Jackson. I mean, really, what worse can you get? Like, really.
Did you see how Phil Jackson, he posted on Twitter, like, a picture with his feet kicked up, like, I guess, like, at his house, maybe, and there's, like, water in front. Like, you know, it was like, you know, he was in a nice area, just chilling. And
he didn't care about the job. He was falling asleep at tryouts.
That's the thing, too, man. Is this like, do you really want to be that chill after like leaving the Knicks.
Get out of my face.
And that's the thing too. I'm not sure if he understands like the total like heaviness of the situation.
The total repercussions of what he was doing.
Yeah.
Nah, because, dude, I don't care.
Like Phil's still living in that like when he was in the 90s and stuff. Like he's like, nah, no one can touch me. No one can tell me what to do.
I'm gonna be all right.
I'm gonna cash this $70 million check and just walk away.
Man, don't get me started, dude. I just can't.
But, I mean, it puts the Knicks in the spot because, yes, they play in the Mecca and there's, you know, such a distinguished team. But, I mean, James Dolan's not really, you know, has a watchful eye over this. Because, I mean, as of right now, the whole franchise is on a downfall. And it hasn't been able to pick up.
And you know what it is, man? And you know, this is for all my New York Knicks fans out there and all my New Yorkers. We know. You know, when Jimmy D took over from his dad, he was never going to be his dad. You know what I mean? He inherited all this money. He was, you know, given a silver spoon, you know? And the minute he took over the Knicks, it was just a complete downfall. You know, one of the worst accusations was, you know, hiring Isaiah Thomas, you know, then, you know, picking up Phil Jackson. And then, you know, and I just, you know, the firing of Mike Woodson, I don't know why we ever let him go as a coach. You know what I mean? He was doing so well. We were actually had a winning record when he was coach.
A really good goatee.
You know, he had a really fabulous goatee, you know what I mean? He had that New York goatee. I could just see him in like polos and Timbs. You know what I mean? With that goatee.
You know what? It was very distinguished. Like, it is never off-centered.
No.
It was always straight.
No.
It always fit him.
It was awesome. It was probably the most perfect goatee I've ever seen in my life.
And how about also keeping Tim Hardaway Jr. there and also signing him for the $71 million?
You know, we talked about this with Gene yesterday. You know, I think it's more like you said. I think it's more about the name than anything else. You know, but it's so sad that unfortunately at this point in time in the league, you are overpaying for subpar talent.
But also, does this give someone drive? Because like we said yesterday, like they match Otto Porter's deal.
Oh, my gosh.
But how much are you going to expect from Otto Porter whenever you got Bradley Beal and you got John Wall shooting all the shots, and that's where their bread and butter is.
Mm-hmm.
But you have a guy who shoots very good field goal percentage, but, I mean, are you really going to make shots for him? Like, you know, you're going to pay him that much money, you're really going to expect him to do a lot more than what he's doing. So the same thing with Tim Hardaway Jr.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you can produce, but since we're giving you this money, like, are we expecting you to now be averaging 20 points a game?
No.
Like, and that's the thing, too. I don't see him doing
I don't see it. I
definitely see the drive in him. He's definitely that body type. If he was, you know, he's a 6'6 guard. He's, you know, handles the ball really well. He's definitely a guy that you want to have, you know, as a two guard.
Mm-hmm.
But how much is that going to change just giving him that money?
I don't know. And then the thing is, you know, there's still rumors saying that we're in contact with Rajon Rondo.
Yeah. And you know I've seen that a lot, too.
Trying to bring him over to the Knicks. And then you think about it, and it's like, you know, Rajon Rondo at one point in time, you know, was probably, what, top three guards in the league at one point in time?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Definitely when he played in his hate, you know, in Boston. You know, tenacious defender, you know what I mean? Court vision that was just remarkable.
He was around the right people.
Yeah. You know, but it seems like he just robbed a lot of people the wrong way. Mm-hmm. You know, and so I don't know, you know what I mean? Having all this money, you know, I would have felt better giving the money to Rajon Rondo than giving it to Timothy Hallway. You know what I mean? And I don't know if that sounds wrong. But I can't just because of a name. I just can't do it. Just like I was a fool to bank on Chavez Jr. You know what I mean? And he made me look a damn fool.
Oh yeah.
You know, and I don't want to feel the same way, you know, with the junior. I would have gone after Rajon Rondo.
And I think as of right now, they're pretty green lights to go trying to get Carmelo out of New York.
Yeah, I think that's definitely gonna be a move. Is he going to come to Houston? I don't know.
I don't see it.
You know, the Rockets, they're going for all. You know, they're going, you know,
oh, yeah.
They're going for broke.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah, let's put all the chips in. And you know what? I understand that, too, at the same time, because if we can just get a chip out of this, I mean, it works.
It works. You know what I mean? And that also brings off the question, you know, what are you trying to just do it for a one and done? Or are you going? You know what I mean? Or are you going to try to build it for multiple? Or is it in this modern day in league you can't no longer build like that? You know what I mean? Do you build now just for that year and just focus on that season?
If you build for one, it gives you the advantage of maybe drawing more people to you.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, you know, James Harden not only got paid just because of his performance, but also he's going to be able to bring guys here because they want to play with him.
And he's going to put seats, and he's going to put tickets, you know, put the butt in the seats and sell tickets. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, let's not forget, this is a business.
Oh, yes, sir.
You know what I mean? And all that comes about to that almighty dollar. But you know who you're listening to, Sports Kings After Dark, SB Nation, 1560 AM. Check us out, man.
You're listening to Sports Kings After Dark on SB Nation 1560.
And on SBNation1560.com.
Presented by End Zone Sports Bar. Live from the SB Nation 1560 studios, here's Mario, David, Chris, and Mean Gene.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know what time it is, Houston. Hey, how you doing? You're over here with the Sports Kings After Dark. Mario, David, Chris over there in the booth. If that's his real name. Tamez, but anyway, it's his real name. Okay, so he says, that's what he says. Illuminati confirmed. But, you know, we're going to shift gears now. You know, we're definitely going to get into the UFC. Definitely say what happened about last night and what happened with Miss Nunez and how come she wasn't able to defend her title. And apparently what it was, Dave, was that she had chronic sinusitis. And basically what that was, it was inflammation of the sinuses.
Oh, man.
And basically, so when she went that night to go, you know, to go to the doctor, they ran her for fluids. All they checked was her blood and fluids. They didn't check for anything else. Uh-huh. So that's why it didn't show up that night on the fight. So the next day, when they gave her a CAT scan, it showed up that her sinuses were inflamed.
And what could have happened if she was to enter the fight with that?
She probably wouldn't be able to breathe well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's definitely one of the biggest risks. And that pressure in the, you know, that pressure in the brain, you never know what could happen. You know, taking hits, like, you know, taking head punches or head kicks like that with that much buildup of, you know, that much pressure in your brain, you never know what could happen.
But you think this is also because of the reason why how she tried to cut weight as well, like towards the end? Or maybe this is probably something that she probably couldn't even prevent?
No, she's had this in the past.
Okay.
But this is, she says this is the worst that's ever happened.
Okay.
You know? But It's still, you know, Dana White's still feeling kind of sour, you know. And
because you know what? Your attitude yesterday was kind of opposite. It's because we didn't know about
it. Right. I didn't know what was going on. Because all you heard was that she was cleared.
Yeah.
And that, you know, she decided not to fight. So you're like, wait a minute. If you're medically clear, why aren't you getting out there and defending your title?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But then you find out now. And the crazy thing is, you know, rumors say that Daniel White has banned her from all cards now.
Oh.
You know what I mean? So if you're banned from all major cards and you're the champ, I wonder, is he going to strip her of the championship? There's nothing yet. There's no official news of him stripping her of the title, you know, or if they're just going to put up an interim champion, you know what I mean, and then figure it out at a later time and date. But, you know, good wishes to her. Hope she gets to work on that. You know, it is disappointing that she didn't get a chance to defend her title. But, you know, she put that, you know, this was, she put it on her Instagram, you know, earlier today, and I'm going to put a quote. Everyone is wanting my side, so here it is. I have chronic sinusitis. I have fought with it before, but this time it didn't work out. During the weight cut, I wasn't able to breathe and felt off balance from the pressure in my sinuses. I was not feeling well enough to risk getting punched in the head with such pressure. I was taken to the hospital after the weigh-ins, and they only checked my blood and dehydration, so cleared me based on that. The next day, I went back and did a CT scan and found a buildup, and I was prescribed antibiotics and referred to a specialist. I have never pulled out of a fight before. I am sorry to all my fans that came out to see me. I'll make it up to you next time I step in the cage. The fight is being rescheduled. I still want this fight. I still want this opponent. You know, so she's saying all the right things.
Yeah.
If she's the one who even said it, you know what I mean? Because, you know, people have writers now, so
you
could be a publicist. Yeah. You don't know. You know, if she's the one who actually said it, it sounds very, you know, sincere and heartfelt.
The fact that it's coming from that camp, yes.
Correct. So, you know, it does lessen the blow. And it does. I'm not as harsh. I'm not gonna lie. I was a little harsh, and I jumped the gun yesterday because you know not all the information was out.
Yeah.
But
like you said, you're right. And Dana White himself too. He's a business.
Yeah. This is business.
So
you know?
I mean, whenever people are ordering, this is a pay per view.
This
right?
is a pay per view. Yeah, man.
So I mean, like people are buying this and right. expecting to get something out of it.
That was the main event. It wasn't like you were the card before the undercard or you know the co-main event. No, you were the headliner.
And I also you know, touching this yesterday, and especially that it was a women's fight.
Yeah, you know, this is big for the division. They need this.
Yeah.
They need this.
Also, I think it gauges, and, you know, some people, you know, say that they don't think, you know, women should be fighting or, you know, whatever your opinion is.
Right.
But, I mean, it also shows for the sport and how you can succeed in this.
Yes, you can.
You know, it shows that people can do this, and I think it's growing bigger, not just in a, you know, with men, but also with women.
Oh, yeah, it's growing, man. Like, you know, the UFC division is becoming stacked. Within the women's division, you know, and then you have all these great little, you know, little tiny fighter organizations that are making and breeding great fighters. Mm-hmm. You know, another female that's on the list right now, if you know, is, you know, Sage Northcutt. He happens to be a local boy, you know, out of Cyprus, got his UFC, you know, tied to the UFC and stuff like that. His sister now is turning, you know, is turning pro.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And, you know, she's highly scouted, you know, it's getting out there. So you're right. This was a big deal. In the women's division, you know what I mean? Especially this was going to be, I think, her second title defense. Don't quote me. And, you know, especially against such a, you know, such a heavy striker like Shevchenko, you know. So, but it's all right, though. Like we said, you know, there was still a great card at the end.
And I was going to say, too, because I'm honestly really surprised. We were talking about Yoel Romero before. You know, the fight. And to see Robert Whittaker take it, are you a little surprised?
No, man. Robert Whittaker's a beast, bro. You know, he fights from the down under, if I'm not mistaken, either Australia or New Zealand. You know what I mean? The kid's is tough. He's a scrapper fighter. He has really good stand up and he can hold his own on the ground. Mm-hmm. You know, and not to say he's just freakishly strong, you know, and going the distance with Yoel Romero just shows how durable he is in the division. And now he's the interim champ.
Was this 5 rounds?
This was the 5 rounds. And it was for the interim middleweight championship.
And that's the thing, too. You're going 5 rounds because it came to a decision, right?
Yes, it did come to a decision.
And you're going against Yoel Romero, who is a big guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what? Don't let his age fool you because, what, he's like, what, 39, 40,
yep.
somewhere around
yep.
there? And he still gets it done. So the fact that Whittaker put that up against him, I mean, that's really impressive.
It is because, Yoel Romero, man, and he comes back from a judo background. You know, he has an amazing mat game. You know, heavy strikes on his, you know, heavy-handed on his strikes. And was just walking through people. You know what I mean? Came back from injury and was literally just taking names. And for him to reap Robin Whittaker, you know, young up-and-coming fighter, been putting on show after show every time he came to fight, you know, it was going to be, you know, the young buck against the wily veteran, you know. And, you know, I don't know if this is going to be Yoel Romero's last chance at the title because he also put on a hell of a show.
Yeah.
You know, they both did. And, you know, just kudos to Romero, you know, just working to Whittaker, just pulling it out at the end, not stopping and just showing, man, he's the real deal.
Do you think this could be another fight, though? Like, you think a rematch could be also something people would want to watch?
I don't know, but since he's the interim champ now, I don't know if that, you know, the UFC's not big on rematches like that.
Uh-huh.
The next fight would have to be him against Bisping to unify the titles because you have the interim champion and the champion. And the only reason why there's an interim champ because I believe Michael Bisping is hurt at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. You know what I mean? And now there's rumors saying that he might even fight Bisping for the title.
Oh, wow.
So you don't know where this is going to go. And that's one thing, you know, that draws, that's, you know, is taking over, you know, more UFC fans and bringing other fans over to the sport is that, you know, you're going to fight who you're going to say they're going to fight, you know? And that's, you know, I love that about the UFC.
You know, before and during the break, well, actually before the show we were talking because we were watching Brock Lesnar, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking to you about that Overeem fight with Brock Lesnar.
Oh, yeah. That was
and
a good
I
fight.
Didn't know Overeem also fought last night.
Yes, he did. And he won, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, he beat Wordham.
By unanimous decision, yes, sir.
So, I mean, that's a big old boy, man.
Overeem, man. Overeem.
He's scary looking. Like, I wouldn't be able to.
I think he's like 6'8". You know what I mean? He's almost 300 pounds. You know what I mean? He's a champion kickboxer. You know what I mean? And he's just amazing stand-up.
He looks
amazing
like
stand-up.
Probably the best defensive tackle that I've ever seen in my life.
if he played in the league?
Yeah. He's Australian, right?
No, he is from Sweden.
Sweden? Oh, okay. My bad. Oh, way off.
No, I'm sorry. I'm not even from Sweden. From the Netherlands. He's Dutchman.
Okay, there we go.
He's from the Netherlands.
Right, that sounds about right.
He's from the Netherlands. And, you know, awesome stand-up. And, you know, obviously, you can't stay in the pocket and trade with him. Yeah. You know what I mean? And that's what we're doing, try to do. And I was torn between this fight because I love Fabricio Werdum. You know what I mean? I've been following him his whole career. He's great. He's a legend. You know, bona fide, definitely going to the Hall of Fame. And, you know, going against another Hall of Fame in Ali Overeem. And it just gives Overeem that much closer to another title shot.
You think he'll get there?
If he keeps doing what he's doing right now, especially in the heavyweight division, I think if he beats one more person within the top five, yeah, he's going to get a shot at the title.
And who's holding the title right now? Is that still...
At this point in time, is holding the title, I think it's...
It's still the Mexican guy.
No, it's not Cain Velasquez.
Oh.
It's, man, oh my goodness, I can't believe myself.
And you know what? I'm really surprised. I can't believe I stumped you.
I know.
Like, you kind of stumped the Swab, that old show, that old ESPN show.
Stiepo Miocic.
Okay.
I had him on the tip. I saw his face, but I didn't get the name out of my head. Stiepo Miocic is the current heavyweight champion. Right below that, you have, Daniel Cormier. Oh. At 205 pounds, at light heavyweight, which, you know, he's going to be fighting again against John Jones to defend the title that John Jones technically never lost.
Yeah.
So that's also going to be a good fight. And then right there at 185 pounds, which was the fight last night between Robbie Whittaker and Yoshio Romero, Michael Bisping is the champion at this point in time.
Oh, man. So you telling me, so there, UL fights at 185?
185.
So you telling me that I'm a little heavier than him as of right now? And if I was fighting, I would have to fight him?
Technically speaking.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
I'm getting whooped.
Oh, yeah. See, that's what people don't understand. Like, weight, you know, weight matters, bro. It doesn't matter about height. What matters is weight.
Yeah.
So, you know.
I probably have a little reach on him, but that's about it.
But that's probably all you're going to have because, man, that guy gets you to the ground, dude. He's going to ride you like a backpack.
Yeah, I'm done. Yeah, I can't even do anything.
So, you know, it's interesting to see what's going to happen, especially with Overeem. You know, would I like to see him face Stiepo? Stiepip? I don't know, man. Stiepip is a beast, bro. He's definitely a beast at that heavyweight division. He's proved it. He's the baddest man working on the earth right now. You know, so would I want to see Overeem fight him? Why not? I think that'd be a really good fight. I don't want to mind seeing
so
it.
So is Ultimate Fighter done already? Like, that's...
The Ultimate Fighter this season's done, yeah. The Ultimate Fighter is done. It was Jason Taylor who won it. And like I said, just a good guy. All around, worked really hard to get that title, to get that shot. And, you know, kudos to him. And he's like the living cliche of don't ever give up. Persevere, you know what I mean? Don't ever give up. Perseverance is gonna win, and practice. And he's just the quintessential poster boy for that.
So. Is that something that's still really popular when it goes on, though, like the Ultimate Fighter?
Oh, yeah, man. The Ultimate Fighter is great, dude, because now they have Ultimate Fighter all over the country now.
Oh.
They have Ultimate Fighter Brazil, Ultimate Fighter England, Ultimate Fighter Australia. They had 1 year U.S. against U.K.
That makes perfect sense.
Oh, yeah, man. Because, you know, MMA is a world sport. You know what I mean? And it's becoming popular, and it's the number one growing sport, you know, in the world at this point in time. It's really getting up there. And I love it because, you know, it's so international. It's so great because, remember, it's mixed martial arts. So you have all these guys coming from all these backgrounds, from samba, from, you know, from jiu-jitsu, from karate, from judo, from boxing, from kickboxing, from Muay Thai. You know what I mean? And you're having all these guys come around, and they're just making some amazing fights.
So, and so I guess, would you say, like, this is how, like, the startup, I guess? Like, how baseball, the equivalent to, like, baseball does with AAA and AA and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. This is kind of the upbringing for them, like, I guess, in these subdivisions?
Yes, they have these subdivisions. You know, they have lower cards, you know, smaller venues, such as, like, Legacy Fighting Championships, Atlanta Fight, they have, like, Alaska Fighting Championships.
Oh, wow.
And they're small little venues that put Invicta Fighting Championship, that's another one. Bellator, you know, that's another big one, you know. And these are kind of like the minor leagues, because the UFC is considered the show.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? That's every MMA's fighter's dream is to fight in the UFC, because that's where the money is. You know, but there are other great organizations such as Invicta, such as Bellator, such as Legacy, that put on really good fights. You know, our own homegrown Super Sage Northcutt came out of Legacy Fighting Championship. It's actually where Dana White actually came to see him, was here in Houston to watch him fight, and was just completely was like overtaken with him and signed him. You know what I mean? So it shows that if you put the work and you put the effort, it's worth it, man.
You know what? So as of right now, it's the 9th, and it's becoming closer and closer to the McGregor and Mayweather fight.
Yeah, man.
You know what? We've seen more build up.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I've stated before, I'm not going to buy this fight. This is something that I know is going to be
right here in the station.
It's going to be expensive. Probably won't last that long, but do you think we'll see any more crossovers like this? I guess because it's really names right here, that, and this is the reason why it's being driven. But
of course.
I mean,
I'll give you one reason. Money. 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 That's it. Money. Money makes the world go round. You know what I mean? And because, like I said, we talked about this on earlier shows. You know, you're combining two different forms of sports fans. You're bringing MMA fans and you're bringing boxing fans and you're bringing them together. You know what I mean? And it's just so much money to be made, especially if the fight even resembles anything great, it will bring in more money. You know what I mean? If it completely flops, then I don't think you'll ever see this crossover again.
Oh, yeah. And I think that's the big thing, too, because what if this happens wherever it only lasts a round or something like that? Or if it's a real quick knockout?
Well, one, I don't think it's going to be a knockout because Mayweather don't got the power. So, quote me, come at me. Mayweather.
I think a lot of people want to come after you, actually.
That's fine. You can come at me all you want because what was the last time he actually had a knockout?
So you think he's really going to like dance around for the whole time?
He don't got no power, bro. He has no power. He's not going to. Remember, you're forgetting Conor fights at a heavier weight class. You know what I mean? He's been in there with bigger punch, way bigger punch. He fights in the UFC. Guys fight with 4-ounce gloves. I mean, you're fighting with you're going from 4 ounces to 14-ounce gloves. He ain't going to feel it. You know what I mean? And Mayweather's never been a power puncher anyway. He's more of, speed kills. So he's not going to knock him out. I can guarantee you that, unless he's going to do what he did to Victor Ortiz and give him a cheap shot.
You know what? The more of the build of the hype of this, like, you know what? It makes me a little bit more interested, and I want to see it happen. But like I said, I'm not going to pay for it. It'll be televised on Twitter, basically, with everybody talking about it. But, man, like, I still feel that this is a really big buildup, and I like seeing it just because it's bringing more attention to the game.
Of course, it's bringing more attention to the fight game,
you know what?
And
having,
money.
Having a Triple G and Canelo fight right after, I think is going to make that fight even
better. That's definitely going to be the one that's going to be like the appetizer, and the Canelo G is going to be the main course. I totally agree. But you know who you guys are listening to? Sports Kings After Dark, SB Nation, 1560 AM. Check us out, man.
You're listening to Sports Kings After Dark on SB Nation 1560.
And on SBNation1560.com.
Presented by State Farm Insurance Houston. Live from the SB Nation 1560 studios, here's Mario, David, Chris, and Mean Gene.
What is going on, SB Nation Radio 1560? You are listening to the Sports Kings After Dark. My name is Chris Tamez, joined by Mario Cordova and David Ramon. We were just talking about UFC right now, but now we're in the final segment of our day here, of our hour two, July 9th, 2017, 11:45, only a couple of minutes left for my B-Day, until my B-Day, July 10th, if you want to call in and wish me happy birthday, please do. But Mario, you wanted to talk about wrestling, what do you want to talk about?
Let's talk about this pay-per-view, man. What are your opinions on this? What do you rate it?
100%, I didn't care about this pay-per-view because I know tomorrow they're going to change everything back the way it was.
Well, nothing really changed. I mean, Alexis retained her title. Miz retained the title. Brock Lesnar did defeat Samoa Joe to retain the Universal Championship. What other titles were it? There was no other titles exchanged.
Well, no, I mean, undo everything. Like, maybe tomorrow there'd be, like, a surprise Samoa Joe and Brock Lesnar fight or something like that. You know, Mario, you know as well as I do, WWE has been doing a lot of surprise things.
Yes,
like
they have
made
been.
Kevin Owens lose.
Right. They made him lose in the Garden.
To AJ Styles.
In the Garden.
He won it back.
Then he won it back last night in Corpus Christi.
Yeah.
So it's amazing how they're just, they're changing titles. Do you think this is going to be a theme now between them two? Do you think that they're going to juggle, they're going to push this for a while?
Well, between AJ and Kevin?
Yeah, AJ and Kevin.
I mean, it could be something leading towards SummerSlam, but I'm not really sure.
Mm.
You know, I guess coming from someone that used to watch it, it's good to at least see. And you know what, Chris? Yeah, you do call a lot of stuff, but I like the fact that, they keep us guessing. They keep it a little surprising a little bit. And the whole little shindig that was going on with Roman Reigns and, you know, the ambulance.
I'm not fitting with you.
The ambulance truck. I mean, that's kind of like a glimpse of yesteryear when they used to do, you know, obscure things like that. They had to bring out the jaws of life.
I did notice that everybody was kind of bleeding on this pay-per-view.
Oh, yeah. Like,
yeah, man. They were cutting everybody
open.
Matt
Hardy got cut open pretty bad, and that looked like that wasn't an accident either.
No, it wasn't no accident.
Even the women, Alexa Bliss was bleeding from her mouth and her nose.
That, and you know what? That's a pretty hard fall all the way from the table. Booker looking at him like, why y'all over here?
What you doing, sucker? What's done you the great balls of fire in the Big D?
He kept on saying Big D a lot, right?
Man, he said it. How many times he said Big D, Chris?
Throughout the whole thing,
he was just like, the Big D, Big D.
He's from here, so I'm pretty sure, I guess that's like maybe his way of saying Dallas, but yeah.
Let's remind the audience, they were in Dallas tonight, so.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to add that, sorry.
And they'll be here tomorrow night for my B-Day.
Oh, so that's what I'm guessing that's the turn-up spot tomorrow?
Maybe.
So tell me what tomorrow would look like if you're going to go see Raw. What's your preparation to go in?
I mean, obviously, I got to represent my boy Kevin Owens, so I ought to wear a Kevin Owens shirt. I do have a World Championship pelt that I have, and I would wear it, and I would just be screaming CM Punk all day long.
Oh my God! Dude,
I'm that guy. Yeah.
Are you the guy that brings a sign?
No. The last time I brought a sign, they took it from me because it did say CM Punk.
What?
Are you serious?
Yeah, if it says like CM Punk or somebody they don't like, they confiscate it.
Really?
Are they allowed to do that?
The only thing they're not allowed to do is confiscate like a shirt or something like that.
Yeah, I was about to say, so what if you're wearing like a CM Punk shirt? Would they take your shirt?
I mean, no, that's fine. Like if you're wearing a shirt, that's fine because you bought it, it's a shirt. But if you have like a sign or something, they take it from you.
Really? That's not cool. I don't like that.
So what's the problem with CM Punk?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, CM Punk and WWE have a kind of shaky relationship, but he kind of just walked out back in 2014. That was the saddest day of my life. He walked out of the WWE, and it hasn't been good ever since.
And he also walked into Marvel and destroyed that as well.
No, he didn't.
I don't know, man. I wasn't really digging his Marvel stuff. But
who did
know,
he write? He made up a new character, or was he writing for a character?
No, he was writing for Drax.
He was writing for Drax the Destroyer.
And
okay.
And the Woman Thor.
Yeah, and yeah.
Oh, he wrote Woman Thor?
Yes.
Okay, and what MC Universe?
Well, that's the thing, though.
Thor annual number one.
I felt her, yeah, he wrote the annual, but like I felt the story was already in place for her, though, for Jane Foster.
Okay, so in that in that Marvel Universe, there was no male Thor.
Well, that's the whole thing, so I don't want to get into the story much he lost his power in Jane Foster.
Spoilers.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Spoiler
okay.
alert.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right,
see,
that's cool.
See what you made me do? Like, now someone's going to want to
I didn't know.
It.
I want to know.
And now they know.
Hey.
And, you know, honestly, right now, like, the whole Thor series in the comics right now is pretty interesting because they're going through the whole unworthy Thor thing right now. Nice. And, it's so much going on over there.
So much going on right now.
Mario,
I'm excited.
You have an argument that Jeff Hardy's shoulder was up whenever they pinned the 1-3-3.
Yeah, okay. For my wrestling fans out here, tell me if I'm wrong. During the Iron Man match for the tag title, which, you know, that's another title I didn't exchange hands either. You know, one of the pinfalls that they gave to, actually the winning pinfall that they gave to Sheamus and Cesaro, they counted Jeff Hardy at a 3 count, but you can clearly see that his shoulder was up.
He put an effort to get it up.
No. It was up. His shoulder was up. His shoulder wasn't down for the 3 count. Now, is it going to be like the same thing that happened with, who was that, who was that? That whole controversy on Raw, or was it SmackDown?
With the women's title?
Yeah, with the women's championship.
Yeah, I forget who it was.
Do you think it's going to be another one of these issues?
No.
You don't think so?
No, I don't think they'll do that.
Well, first of all, like the Hardy Boys are ancient, and the fact that they're still getting it in
wrestling
like that's to me they're cold already. But also that they're legends. So
money.
you would say that, you know, they should get some calls. It's kind of like whenever, you know, you're playing at home. And you're like, ref, come on, I should get some calls because I'm at home.
I'm at home,
like,
yeah.
The Hardy Boys should be able to get some calls.
They should get some calls. But remember, they weren't the champions. You know what I mean? They weren't the champions. You know, Sheamus and Cesaro are the champions. They're only the champions because they didn't make that call. Because Jeff Hardy's shoulder was up. It was up.
The fact that he can still Swanton Bomb right now is the most impressive thing to me.
But it's the slowest Swanton Bomb you have ever seen in your life.
That, like, That Swanton Bomb does look slow.
It's just like I'm looking at it now. I'm like, man, weren't they a lot faster than this?
Whenever Matt Hardy jumped off the turnbuckle with,
I thought
Cesaro,
he was gonna die. Like,
it almost reminded me of The Wrestler.
Yeah, it
like,
did.
That was a really good movie.
With Mickey Rourke.
Yeah, when
he
jumps off the turnbuckle and that's the movie. I felt that was Matt Hardy right there.
Random text from Gene. I'm watching The Mummy. Okay, Gene.
He's watching Tom Cruise.
You watching Tom Cruise right now? How dare you? How dare you?
I'm not sure if it's Tom Cruise or if it's Brendan Fraser Mummy.
Oh.
We bought a Brendan Fraser yesterday, by the way.
Oh, man,
it was a shout-out. Shout-out to Brendan Fraser yesterday, you know, with his perfect hair.
For some reason, he always tends to creep onto the show and linger the whole show. Not sure how he does it, but only Brendan Fraser is the only actor that is welcome like this on this show.
I mean, I don't think we talked about any other actor as much as Brendan Fraser on this show.
Yeah, we talked about Blast from the Past for a little bit yesterday.
Well, because that's one of the best ones, in my opinion. That's one of his best movies.
Yeah.
Like, that movie was hilarious. Like, it was epic. It was the dad from, like, That 70s Show, if I'm not mistaken, right?
No, it was
Christopher Walken.
Yeah, Christopher Walken.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man. They got some people. They had some heat on
that. He was hilarious,
dude. Movie.
I just like when he boxed the dude.
Oh, yeah.
And the dude didn't know how to fight. He was like, well, you disrespected my honor. He was like, what? Says, I have to duel you now. He was like, what? Whap, whap.
Whenever he was like in the Holiday Inn Hotel.
Oh, yeah.
And he was on top floor. Oh, he was acting out. Yo, I don't know. How would you act? You've been in a bunker your whole life.
Right.
And then, like, you wearing 50s clothes.
Man. I wouldn't know what to do. It's kind of like that. It's kind of like that movie. I don't know if you saw that movie called Passengers with Jennifer Lawrence and Chris Pratt, Star-Lord. They get, you know, they're supposed to be on this.
Oh, yeah. You mean the movie that was happening on Rocket Man where they wake up from their slumber?
Yeah. Like, imagine waking up on a ship with nobody, bro. Nobody's going to wake up
on
for
the ship. They were just asleep.
No, he woke up 90 years before they were supposed to wake up.
Yeah, but they were still on the ship. They were asleep.
Yeah, but you're alone. What are you going to do? You can't talk to a sleeping person.
I would do like what they did in Rocket Man and get like the food and paint little faces on the shields.
Yeah. Like,
no.
Not a lot of people would be okay.
No.
Like,
it burns the flesh.
Like, a lot of people would be okay, though. Like, we were talking
about
this yesterday.
Yeah, we were talking about this yesterday. Like, if you're an introvert.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, man.
Then you're in paradise.
That's money for me.
You know what I mean? It's only you and robot. You and the android. You know what I mean? That's it. That's how you don't need nobody else. Because there was an android bartender. And his name was Arthur.
Oh.
And he was awesome.
Yeah, this is me and Arthur.
Just you and Arthur. And, you know, he's not that much of a conversationalist. But, you know, he really does make a good whiskey neat. So
I mean,
really
that's
good.
All you need.
That's all you need?
I feel sorry for Gene right now because he's watching the Tom Cruise version.
Oh. You talking about with Enchantress?
Yeah.
Because she looks exactly like Enchantress. Tell me I'm lying, though.
She's Enchantress with different eyes.
Okay, she got four eyes in that one. But isn't it the same freaking character?
But like I said, I was saying yesterday how they're trying to bring in the Dark Universe, which is like the Lagoon Monster and Frankenstein and Dracula.
Lagoon Monster.
The Lagoon.
Now, man, and, you know, and I think that in itself is pretty cool because you're like, you know, paying homage to yesteryear, but you're kind of struck out with me. And I want to say Johnny Depp is also another guy who's connected to some of these movies. And so, I don't know, like, this is setting the tone, and I'm not getting a lot of good stuff from The Mummy, and also, like we said yesterday, Tom Cruise is a creep.
He's a creep, dude.
Period. I'm a creep.
Nah, he's just a weird little man.
I can't take him serious, man.
Scientology will do that to you.
And that Gene, is true. 100% clear.
And Gene tried to, you know, I
defend
guess,
him.
You know, yeah, defend,
he tried
him,
to defend him.
With Top Gun.
With Top Gun. But, you know... But Top Gun, isn't like Top Gun one of the most like cheesiest movies of all time? Like, let's be real.
I mean, Danger Zone made that song.
Danger Zone did make that song, though. And I have the need. The need for speed, brother. But it's been another fabulous night, Houston. Thank you for tuning in with us to Sports Kings After Dark. This is Dave. This is Chris. I'm Mario. You know who you're listening to. Sports Kings After Dark. SB Nation 1560 AM. Enjoy your weekend. Check us out.